Okay, very, very quickly then, what's the evidence for the use of these sites? Well, North America is where it's all happening. There's been like 55 trials of these tools so far. But the growth of the use of these tools is quite exponential, I would say, particularly backed by the health insurers. They see this as a way of patients becoming informed, making informed choices, and reducing sometimes the kind of litigation costs and costs as well. There are some states in America that are legislating that patients should be mandated to use decision support tools like these, and Washington State is one of them, which is a very interesting development.